Chapter 5. One of the Boys. The first morning back passed very quickly. Ethan and Seb were really nice to Layla, and nobody looked at her as she walked past the classrooms. When it was break time, Layla's heart beat a little faster. "Will I see Peter again?" she thought.
"Don't worry about Peter," Seb told her. "He won't do anything bad if his brother isn't there."
"Do you have the video that Lisa took of the fight on your phones?" she asked her friends.
"If I can get the video, maybe I can show the principal that Peter pushed me first," she thought.
"No, sorry," said Seb. "But why don't you ask some of the girls who take the bus? Maybe you can help us get to know them better."
Seb and some of the others in their group laughed, so Layla laughed too. But Ethan was very quiet and looked down at the ground.
"They want me to help them talk to other girls," Layla thought. "Is that because they don't see me as a girl, or because they think that I'm like one of the boys? Does that mean that boys don't like a girl like me?" She looked sad, and Ethan saw it. For a moment, Ethan looked like he wanted to say something to her. Then Seb made a joke, and the moment passed. What did Ethan want to say? Layla's heart hurt. Was this what it was like to grow up? It was too painful. As they walked towards the hill, Layla looked for Peter, but could not see him anywhere. She wanted to show that she was not afraid, so she shouted loudly.
"Where's Peter? Is he afraid?"
The boys started laughing.
"Peter, where are you?"
she continued.
"Peter's away today," Baz said. "He isn't well."
Layla suddenly felt lighter. The rest of the break passed quickly. Everybody was laughing and joking, but Layla felt a little uncomfortable. She had new friends, but they did not really know her. "Will they still like me if they know that I go to the mosque all the time, or that I like climbing trees?" she thought.
"Are you coming to Baz's party at the weekend?" Ethan asked her.
"His parents are away," said Tony. "All the cool kids are invited. You're coming, right?"
"Yes," Layla said, quietly, looking down at her fingers. "My parents won't allow me to go," she thought, "because they don't know the other children's parents. I'm already lying to my new friends, but I don't want to tell them how different I am."
That afternoon, her class had a history lesson with Ms. Taylor.
"What do you know about Nelson Mandela, Layla?"
"They called him Madiba," Layla answered. "He was South African, and he went to prison for 27 years because he was fighting against apartheid."
"And what was apartheid, Layla?"
"It was when white people didn't allow black people to go to the same schools and things like that, wasn't it? But I don't know much."
"Miss Taylor," Ethan said suddenly, "wasn't it when South Africa put white people in different groups from black people, or people who were part black and part white? They did it because they thought that white people were better than everybody else."
Ms. Taylor nodded. "Well done, Ethan. It was terrible."
She continued to explain what happened to black people in South Africa for almost 50 years during apartheid. At the end of the lesson, Layla walked up to Ms. Taylor's desk.
"Ms. Taylor, how could something like that happen?" she asked. "How could some people do that to other people?"
"What do you think, Layla?"
"I don't know. Maybe it was something special about South Africa."
"Do you know that this happened in Australia too?" Ms. Taylor said.
When the British first came to Australia, the government did the same thing to the Indigenous, or First Nations, people. These were the people who lived in Australia first. The government were being bullies and making people do what they wanted.
Layla was very surprised. She knew a little bit about Australian history, but she did not know that adults could also be bullies, like Peter.
My grandmother was part of the stolen generation, continued Miss Taylor. The government took children from their mothers and families. They sent the children to live in missions, places where life was very hard. The government could then own them. It was horrible.
Wow. Does that mean that you're black too?
Yes. My skin looks white, but you can say that I'm black because I'm Indigenous. But that's not why I'm telling you this. We can learn from people like Nelson Mandela. He's famous because he didn't want to hurt the people who hurt him. He is a great example of how to work with people who have hurt us.
Can I forgive someone who is horrible to me? Somebody who pushed me over and lied about it, thought Layla as she left the classroom.
No, she decided. I'm not going to forgive Peter now. I'll forgive him after I win the GDT competition.
After school, Layla was waiting outside the school gates for her parents when she heard Mr. Gilvary shout,
Layla, Layla, have you read the books that I gave you?
Not yet, she said quickly. I had to weed the garden all last week. It was hard work. I think that I could maybe invent a machine to pull out weeds.
Do you think that a robot is the best answer for this problem? He asked.
What do you mean?
Well, the weeds in my garden grow very quickly, but I don't weed for hours every week. No, once a month I put some weed killer on them.
So there's already an answer to the weed problem, Layla said sadly. She wanted to win the competition and to keep her scholarship, but she also wanted to show Peter that she was better than he was.
Yes, that's one answer, said Mr. Gilvary. But you can always find a different answer or find a different problem. It's all part of learning. If everything works from the beginning, it's too easy for everyone.
That evening, at dinner, Layla could not stop thinking about love and forgiveness.
Mama, have you ever forgiven someone who has given you a lot of pain?
Yes, her mother laughed. Every morning I forgive your father for leaving the toilet seat up.
Mama, this isn't a joke. At school today, we talked about how important it is to love and forgive the people who hurt you.
If people talk about forgiveness, they should also show it, Ozzy said angrily. First, they should not stop your scholarship and Peter should say sorry.
He jumped up from the table and his chair fell over.
If they want us to forgive them, they should stop saying that we're all bad people. They should stop saying that we're in gangs. If they want forgiveness, they can give us jobs and not ask why we don't work. That's the forgiveness that I want.
Then he walked to his bedroom and shut the door hard.
Don't worry about Ozzy, Mama told Layla. He's looking for a job, but people don't want to give him work because he looks like he could be part of an African gang. This is hurting Ozzy very much.
After a long moment, Mama said,
It's difficult, Layla, for all of us. But for the moment, think about what you can change, okay?